Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Terps have lost two in a row. Here to break down the game. Get a real quick recruiting tidbit as well from Maryland Hoops on the men's side. From TerrapinTimes.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Dave LaMonaco. Dave, good morning. How you feeling?
I'm doing just fine, Bob. How are you, my man?
Doing all right, dude. Appreciate the time as always. And look, Maryland's got the Bruins coming up tomorrow, but through the first 5 weeks of the season, basically five games, Maryland's run defense was pretty representative. Last week, however, Nebraska got on them. Is this a warning sign, perhaps, for what they could be seeing against the Bruins tomorrow night at 7 o'clock?
Oh, for the running? Yeah. The run defense really hasn't been that bad, just because the front three, front four has been playing pretty well with Cam Rice and Daniel Wingate's been flying all over the place. I think it's more in between. I don't really think it's that bad. I don't think really it's as good as it showed the first four or five games, but it's definitely not as bad as it showed against Nebraska. UCLA is a bit of a different animal, though, because they use that zone read. So it's going to require them to be a lot more disciplined and to stay in their lanes, something that they didn't do very well against Nebraska. They got a little winded, and they sort of lost contain, and guys were breaking tackles like crazy. So they're going to have to do a better job of that against UCLA, especially with their quarterback who can run all over the place. I don't think – yeah, they're not as physical as Nebraska, though. So it's sort of a toss-up that how good they're going to play. And, so we'll see what happens. It's honestly a toss-up.
Yeah, 24 missed tackles, I believe, against Nebraska. First of all, how do you pronounce the quarterback's name at UCLA?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me. I have no clue.
I am Aluva. How about Nolan McGraw? But we know he's 6'6", got a cannon arm, brings a lot of physical attributes to the occasion, but after an 0-4 start where he was middling as a player, ever since Neuheisel came in and kind of changed the offense, he's playing like the five-star dude he was when he came out of high school and went to Tennessee. So talk about the skill. Is he the best quarterback, with all due respect to Minnie Mahomes and everyone they've seen, is he the best quarterback Maryland will see so far this season?
Raiola wasn't too bad for Nebraska, but probably. He's got – basically what happened was that Neuheisel simplified the playbook a little bit, put in more of the – put the zone read back into the offense because the former offensive coordinator had sort of taken that off. And that sort of – defenses weren't able to sort of key on the run there. He did run the ball, but it was mainly off of broken plays. But now that that's in there and they do have that zone read – then it allows Nico to sort of make more, it gives the defense more looks and it simplified the game for him. He's able to find more openings down the seam. So, yeah, he's got a big arm. He can complete passes down the field. If things aren't open, he does a very good job taking off with his feet. He's probably the most complete quarterback they're going to see so far. Obviously, you've got Indiana coming up, so he's not going to be the best quarterback you're going to see this year. So far, yes, he's the best quarterback they'll see.
Dave, I would guess that the Terps are going to have to start fast because you're playing a team that's really hot, and they're going to have a crowd now because the crowd's excited. You know, there's a buzz about this team, and they're going to have to start fast, and I think they're going to have to score a lot of points.
Probably. Again, this is so tough, Vinny, to – how this game's going to go. Because there'll be some crowd, but it's the Rose Bowl, and UCLA really doesn't show out like some of the other Big Ten schools do. So I'm not even sure that crowd is going to be a huge factor there. It's kind of a wine and cheese crowd out there sometimes. I'm not sure that's going to be a huge thing. But, yeah, you definitely want to start fast because, you know, UCLA does have momentum there. They have confidence now. They're probably not as good as they've shown because they caught Penn State sleeping. And then they caught a Michigan State team that's really not good at all. It might be one of the bottom two teams in the Big Ten. So they kind of got a little bit lucky in terms of circumstance. I don't think that UCLA is quite as good as they've shown the last two games. So I actually think Nebraska is probably a little bit better than them, maybe even Washington too. So I really do think Maryland's got a shot in this game. It's probably going to come down to the fourth quarter again. But, yeah, you definitely want to get out to a fast start because you don't want these guys to continue to build on that momentum. You want to sort of match that. But UCLA is not going to go away. It's not going to be an easy game. But it's not a game that UCLA is going to blow out Maryland either. I think that it's going to come down to the last few possessions again, once again, for the third straight week. That's sort of how I see it.
All right, Dave, what do the Terps got to do to win?
Yeah, could continue to run the ball like they did against – I mean, Nebraska had a bad run defense, and Maryland took advantage of it. And UCLA's run defense is not that great either. So you've got to go right at him with Nolan Ray and DeJuan Williams, maybe a little bit of Iverson Howard. Let Malik Washington take off at spots like he did last week. He can scramble. That's something that's sort of new in his repertoire. So, you've got to establish that ground game, and that's going to help out the defense too, because what was happening is the defense was getting tired from being on the field so much. So you control the clock, you eat it up on the ground, the defense stays fresh, and that's a pretty good recipe for winning right there. Now, obviously, Malik can probably complete some passes too with that short passing game, but you definitely want to establish that ground game once again against a defense that really hasn't been that great stopping running backs thus far.
Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com. It's Vinny at 81057 The Pen. Dave, last thing for you. Maryland basketball men starting less than a month against Coppin down at the CFG Arena. Tristan Reed has Maryland in his top five, along with Michigan State, Ohio State, Mississippi State, Missouri. You know, four-star center. I mean, is this doing them a solid, or is this a realistic chance of pulling them in here?
I'm really not feeling that one. I think Missouri is probably the favorite with that one right now. They've put a lot of time in it. I think they've got probably the most money on the table for them. Things can happen. We'll see. Maybe if the money increases, they decide. But right now, my gut is that they're looking to portal for bigs. You would love to have a big man, but more they like the other kid from the local kid that reclassed to 26, Baba. I don't know how to say his last name. All right. The five-star kid. They really like him, and they'll definitely pony up money for him. Not sure that they're going to be able to get him because he might end up at a blue blood. But the more and more I think about it and looking how this recruiting's going, I think that they might rather go into the portal than maybe spend money on a Tristan Reed. I think they might let him go to Mizzou or one of the other schools that's pursuing him. That's sort of my thought right now. We'll see. Sometimes that can change, but that's sort of how it is right now, how I see it.
Yeah, Missouri, by the way, kicking ass so far in recruiting basketball-wise for the class of 26. Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com. Dave, appreciate the time. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There's Dave LaMonaco when we come back. Picks for college or pro. Yes, Maryland, UCLA is going to be part of the equation. Pretty interesting slate of college games. And outside of Baltimore and Buffalo, a lot of NFL games to get into. And we're doing it next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.